Hello and welcome into this week's episode of Track Talk. I'm your host, Andrew Gallinger. Today we'll be taking a look at this upcoming weekend at Chicagoland Speedway for the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. This weekend is potentially very pivotal to figure out who will be strong 10 weeks from now as the playoffs begin. That's because there is only 2 more mile and a half races to go in the next 10 weeks before we get to the playoffs, with the mile and a halves at Las Vegas to begin the playoffs, as well as Texas Motor Speedway to begin the penultimate round of the playoff run toward the championship 4 at another mile and a half track, the final round in Homestead, Miami. We've seen that up to this point, domination has been the talk of the Cup Series, with Kevin Harvick, Martin Truex Jr., and Kyle Busch. There's been a lot of talk of who will that fourth driver be in the Final Four at Homestead, with the expectation that those 3 I previously mentioned will be a part of this year's Championship 4. A guy I'd like to look at that's on a hot streak, Clint Bowyer. He won earlier this year on the short track at Martinsville, as well as the rain-delayed race just a couple of weeks ago from Michigan International Speedway. Both venues the series still visits for a second time this year. Martinsville also in the chase for the championship. But looking back here to Chicago, this weekend's pivotal being one of only 2 mile and a halves left in the regular season. While more drivers certainly stand the chance of building up their resume towards making a strong run in the playoffs come September, another driver I'm looking at is Kyle Larson. He started the season strong, looking like he'd be the fourth driver to contend with Harvick, Busch, and Truex. Yet he, as well as all the other Chevy drivers, have struggled so far this season. The lone win for Chevy, Austin Dillon's win in the season opening Daytona 500 back in February. So my thoughts, keep your eye on Clint Bowyer and Kyle Larson as 2 drivers that could be very strong this Sunday afternoon when the Cup Series goes green from Chicago. This is a pivotal point moving ahead to see who could have what it takes to be a challenger as we get deeper and deeper into the playoff hunt later in the fall. This summer stretch is going to be extremely crucial, in my opinion, and it all starts this weekend at Chicagoland, with there being such a wide variety of tracks throughout the next 10 races to finish off the regular season. With, just to name a few, the aforementioned Chicagoland, where the series is this weekend. You've got a return to Daytona next weekend. The only other mile and a half left in the playoffs is in 2 weeks at Kentucky. But then you have the road course at Watkins Glen, short track at Bristol, and the brand new addition to be the cutoff race to get into the playoffs. The iconic 2.5 mile Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So with all of these changes, with Vegas being the first race in the playoffs, and Indianapolis being the last race in the regular season heading into Vegas, with those being two such polar opposite racetracks, with only six drivers locked into a 16 driver field for the playoffs, we're going to see a lot of different things, I believe, throughout these next 10 weeks in terms of strategy and what are drivers willing to do to make sure they are a part of the 16 driver playoff field come September in Las Vegas. It'll be interesting to see. And it all continues this Sunday from Chicagoland Speedway. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Track Talk. I enjoyed giving you my take on what could be to come over the next 10 weeks. We'll see if any of that comes to fruition. Have a great weekend, everybody. I will be back with you next week.